This is KCUR 89.3. Before he was elected mayor in 2011, Sly James practiced law for decades, and many members of the outgoing city council are lawyers as well. But this could all change with the city's upcoming elections. KCUR intern Sonia Schlesinger reports on what some of this year's city council candidates do outside of the political world.
It's a humid afternoon on 18th and Vine. Joseph Thomas, who's better known as Joey Cuts, is watching as his two young daughters bounce around his barber shop. The other barbers laugh with customers as they work.
Getting married for the third time, it's got to be the haircuts. That's the only reason.
In the corner, there's a stack of unused yard signs. Joey Cuts for 3rd District. The shop is more than just a popular hair salon these days. It's also headquarters for Thomas's city council campaign. Cutting hair is not a traditional path to government, but Thomas says he's already serving his community.
It's allowed me to be able to be invested into different lives. Barbers are people that you know, you're a counselor, you're a fashion expert, you're a babysitter, you're a business advisor, you know, you're a mentor, you so many things within being a barber.
His opponent, Melissa Robinson, is president of the Black Healthcare Coalition. She touts her experience with policy and politics.
I didn't just wake up one day and say, hey, I think that, you know, this is a great opportunity, but I did the hard work on the front end.
Robinson also points to her work on Kansas City School Board.
And I think that matters because you want to be able to have a strong foundation. And when you raise your hand to serve people, you want to be the best prepared.
In the race to replace Quentin Lucas, Reverend Wallace Hartsfield says he has years of relevant experience through his work on local issues as a pastor.
Basically, I've been doing what a city council person has been doing, just not in the political venue.
Despite having a congregation full of likely voters, Hartsfield says he's careful to keep his campaign separate so that it doesn't jeopardize the church's nonprofit status.
Some of the members have gotten a little upset with me because they feel like I should be asking more so.
His opponent, Brandon Ellington, has served 8 years in the Missouri House, and he points to his track record there.
Like, it's tangible. It's not something that I'm saying that can't be looked up and proven.
In the 4th District, Jeff Jolly is running for the seat now held by Jolie Justice. He has some policy experience. He served as an aide to Congressman Emanuel Cleaver for years. But at the same time, he also worked full-time as a firefighter. That started after 9/11. He was in law school and applied to work for his county's search and rescue team.
And they jokingly were like, well, we don't need law students, but thanks for coming by. And so I said, well, what profession are most of these people? And they said, well, most of them are firefighters. And so I said, well, give me an application to be a firefighter then.
He finished his degree, but has never practiced law. Jolly says that being a firefighter helps him relate to voters.
I joke with citizens, if you think it's jarring driving through a pothole in a car, imagine doing it in a 20-ton fire truck.
Jolly's not allowed to campaign from the city-owned firehouse. And if he wins a seat on the council, he'll have to resign from the fire department. Council members can't work as city employees. Jolly's opponent, Eric Bunch, is the co-founder of the advocacy group Bike Walk KC. He works with city council a lot, and he says that kind of experience is more important now than ever.
There's going to be a decent amount of institutional knowledge lost. Because 6 new people are joining, and so I'm going to bring some experience to council that a new council member doesn't typically have, and that is, you know, how the process actually works.
That's something Emporia State political science professor Michael Smith says would be useful. He notes that local government is often far more complex than voters or candidates can imagine.
There's a lot of learning, even something that most people would consider beyond boring, like bond issues. Well, who's going to issue the bonds? For how many years? What are the payback terms?
One thing is certain. Whether it's Quentin Lucas or Jolie Justice, Kansas City's next mayor will be a lawyer. But what the makeup of the new council will be is a different question. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sonia Schlesinger.